good afternoon from the WPHM newsroom. I'm Bill Gilmer. 12:07 is our time. 42 degrees the temperature. This is the noontime edition of the Information Hour on Information Radio, AM 1380, WPHM. And for Jim Matthews today, his birthday and a vacation combined. Still looking for your input? Well, that would be the St. Clair County Parks and Recreation Commission as they hold a public session to be held next Monday. That's coming up this Monday, actually, on the future plans for the Fort Gratiot Light Station property recently handed over to the county for control. Parks and Rec Director Mark Brochu.
We are working to prepare a master interpretive plan and a master site plan, and we will have our consultants on site reviewing comments that were received at the first meeting and giving an initial explanation of their draft plans for comment.
The brochure says about $700,000 of work will be done on the site, with the money coming from a federal grant and a matching grant from the city of Port Huron. He says the lighthouse itself has been found to be in much better structural shape than previously thought. Most of the work to be done involving the exterior bricks and some other cosmetic makeovers. The meeting for Monday takes place at 6:30 p.m. at the County Administration Building. Port Huron Police Department says a half dozen local establishments have been cited for selling tobacco to a minor following an undercover sting operation, and all 26 retail establishments within the city of Port Huron were targeted. Underage decoys sent in to each business in the attempt to purchase tobacco. 20 of them were found to be in compliance, refused to sell. 6 failed to appropriately identify the decoys. There are the Speedway along Ravenswood, Industrial Park Party Store along 24th, Marathon along Lapeer, Marathon along Pine Grove, Lighthouse Party Store along Gratiot, and Admiral Gas along Pine Grove. Police say future stings planned. Those found out of compliance will be cited for various violations. Several state officials will soon be taking a tour down on the farm. One of St. Clair County farms, as it turns out, a special one, as we hear from our Jim Matthews.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, along with State Senator Phil Pavlov and State Rep Paul Muxlow, will be welcomed by local State Rep Judd Gilbert to the special Dreams Farm that's in St. Clair Township. That April 15th visit is a chance for them to learn more about the nonprofit's successful day program for developmentally disabled adults, with Gilbert saying that the farming program gives special needs adults some much-needed confidence. It's open each weekday throughout the year, with adults with developmental disabilities learning and participating in the daily activities of life on a farm, including working in the garden and greenhouse, building fences, cutting grass, painting, and general farm maintenance. Gilbert says the farm plans to expand soon with additional program opportunities, including orchard management and caring for livestock. I'm Jim Matthews, Blue Water News Network.
Well, Michigan is among 24 states vying for a share of $2.4 billion in federal funding turned down by Florida to build high-speed rail lines. So standing to gain from that would be the Blue Water Line, as well as Michigan's other two Amtrak runs. U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Railroad Administration put the money up for proposals. Applications due Monday. Gonquart News Service reports Michigan combined with Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri on a proposal for about $900 million to finance the cost of new train equipment. Michigan's share of some $366.7 million would cover equipment on all three of its Amtrak lines, including the Blue Water. Michigan also requested another $200 million for line improvements to accommodate faster trains and maintenance. And the state applied for $3.5 million for construction of a new station. That is set for Ann Arbor. Michigan Republican Party has announced that former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich will be the keynote speaker on the first night of the GOP Mackinac Leadership Conference that comes up in September. A conference, the 23rd through the 25th, at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Republican Party Chair Bobby Schoelstack says Gingrich understands the significance of the conference and the influence it has on the national debate on various issues. He spoke to the Detroit Regional Chambers meeting on Mackinac Island last year, and in the mid-1990s, he spoke to the GOP's Mackinac Island meeting. Officials are hoping to have the Republican presidential candidates on hand for the event, as has been the case in the past. Still no budget deal in D.C. The federal government shutdown, of course, could be drawing near and dear to some folks here in Michigan. Here's Bill Thompson.
The clock is ticking toward a midnight deadline, and for the seventh time since the start of the fiscal year last October 1st, a federal government shutdown is a real possibility. Michigan senior U.S. Senator Democrat Carl Levin points directly at Tea Party House members who seek way too many reductions in critical programs.
Republican leaders in the House are really captive by their right wing, people who don't care if the government shuts down, and they want these massive cuts in education, food programs, in health programs, Head Start, Pell Grants.
The Republican-controlled U.S. House has passed a bill that orders $61 billion in cuts, but President Obama and the Democrats are instead pushing a compromise. I'm Bill Thompson, the Michigan Radio Network.
They're back. DSO, that is, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, back to work with a free pair of concerts, as it turns out, scheduled for this weekend. Long strike came to an end earlier this week. Musicians say they are ready to give back to a community that supported them during that lengthy labor dispute. Music will also be available online live during Sunday's performance. Dial them up at www.dso.org. WPHM News Time, 12:14. We'll take a look at sports, traffic, radar, weather, all coming up next.
As a credit union member, you own your money. That means better rates, lower fees, and free checking. Big banks are lending less and charging new checking account fees, but credit unions want to remain the best deal on Main Street. Huge retailers have lobbied for a new rule on debit cards. This will create a windfall for big businesses while hardworking families pay yet another banking fee, this time on their checking account. Unlike others, most credit unions still offer free checking, and we don't want this to end. We can't sit by and let this happen. We must act now. Call or write your legislators and ask them to save my free checking. Tell them you want your credit union to continue offering affordable products and services like free checking. Let's raise our collective voices to reverse this rule, or big business and government price controls will make us pay again. To learn more and to take action, visit lovemycreditunion.org. Don't give up your hard-earned money. Own your money.
Local traffic is brought to you by the Big Red Trucks at S&S Towing. Did you know that the Big Red Trucks have been providing their fast, affordable service in the neighborhood for 12 years now? Give them a call today at 984-1593. No accidents out on the roadways. Everything looks good so far today. Watch the construction on 94 from Lapeer to Pine Grove, and be aware that Atkins Road at Wadhams is closed, as well as the eastbound Water Street entrance ramp to 94. That's your traffic. I'm Laura Luckman, Blue Water News Network.
Good afternoon. Henrik Zetterberg out of the lineup at least for this weekend as the Red Wings wrap up the regular season with a pair of games against the Blackhawks. Pistons home tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks at the Palace, and Michigan's headed to college hockey's national championship game. Full details coming up with WPHM Sports.
12:16 is our time. National Weather Service forecast now here on AM 1380 WPHM, brought to you at this hour by Kevin's Lawn Care. Looking for high temperatures today, getting into the mid-40s now. We were hoping for near 50, but cloud cover is going to keep us a bit on the cooler side, as well as that chance of showers. Most of the rain has been down to our south, 30% chance of rain nonetheless for the rest of this day. East winds at about 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, low of 37 tonight. For Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high near 59. Saturday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, low of around 50 as we warm it up big time Sunday. 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 72. Some parts of Michigan likely to see 80-plus degree temperatures on Sunday. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, low of around 60, about a 70% chance of precipitation. That chance continues into Monday, showers and thunderstorms during the morning and early afternoon, and a high near 61. For Tuesday, a cold front finally gets by again. 54 the high, 61 on Wednesday, and 51 come Thursday. So up and down again temperatures as we head through the week. Next week, we do get a shot at 70 on Sunday before we cool back down just a bit. Radar again showing most of that precipitation to our south and now to our east. Detroit has seen some rain off and on today. It's their home opener for baseball, of course, and we'll be broadcasting that game for you live right here on AM 1380. If you, you're headed down to the ballpark this afternoon, the forecast calling for showers mainly before 2 p.m., so well before the start of the game. Those should get on out of there. High near 49. It looks on the radar like most of the rough stuff is already past Detroit. A few lingering sprinkles is about all you're going to see. And then it'll be time to play ball. A 30% chance of rain tonight in Detroit. High of only 49 this afternoon in the Motor City. A low tonight getting down to 38. They do have light rain, fog, and mist at Detroit City Airport on the hour. Here in St. Clair County International Airport, partly cloudy, 46 there. That's 8 Celsius. We're at 41. And downtown Port Huron at 1218.
Spring is almost here, and your yard has been beaten up all winter. Let the professionals at Kevin's Lawn Care take care of your yard. Sign up now and get your fifth application free. Yes, free when you sign up for their yearly fertilization program. Call them today at 329-3633. That's 329-3633.
Deal or no deal? We're talking about negotiations on a federal budget. As of now, no deal. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. The talks went well into the night last night and into early this morning, but an agreement on a federal budget remains out of reach. President Obama did say the differences have been narrowed. House Speaker John Boehner had this to say after the latest round of talks.
All of us sincerely believe that we can get to an agreement, but we are not there yet.
But another high-ranking Republican, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, wasn't nearly as diplomatic.
We continue to try and put forward solutions to solve the problem, and the president has offered no serious plan to deal with it.
Cantor adding some numbers to his arguments.
We continue to borrow nearly 40 cents on every dollar we spend. The federal government is broke.
Now, earlier in the day, House Republicans approved another short-term spending extension, which would keep the government running for one more week while also fully funding the military through September. President Obama is threatening to veto that measure. Democrats in the Senate call it a non-starter, saying it is long past time to fully fund the entire government through September. Without a deal, the government faces a shutdown at midnight tonight. The clock is ticking. The talks continue. Will there be a deal? If you had to bet, you'd probably bet on yes, but only if both sides can somehow claim victory and spend the entire weekend patting themselves on the back. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, a down day for the market yesterday. The Dow off 17 points, closing at 12,409. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up again. Another $1.47 a barrel to $110.30 with continuing concerns over the unrest in Libya and the Middle East. We're told there's been no change in radiation levels at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant complex after yesterday's earthquake. Yes, there was another one. The International Atomic Energy Agency also reports the latest 7.1 quake is not interrupted. interrupting the injection of water into reactor pressure vessels. Speaking of injections, the jury in the Barry Bonds perjury trial is now deliberating his fate. In closing arguments, the prosecutor said the former baseball star is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The defense attorney said government prosecutors have presented witnesses who are not to be believed. Bonds is accused of lying about knowingly taking steroids. Let's talk weather. As the sound of a hurricane, and weather experts at Colorado State University are out with their predictions, and they say it's going to be a very active hurricane season. The Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st and runs until November 30th. Phil Klotzbach and William Gray are predicting 16 named storms will form in the Atlantic this year, 9 of those expected to become hurricanes, and 5 of those expected to become major hurricanes, Category 3 or higher. Closing notes, we have a winner. A winning name, that is. A name for that venomous cobra that went missing for about a week at the Bronx Zoo in New York City recently. She was found not far from where she disappeared. There was a Name the Cobra contest held online, and the winning name is Mia, as in M-I-A, missing in action. If you recall, I had my own suggestion.
My name's Pliskin.
Yes, Pliskin, but call me Snake. It fits, since the cobra was obviously trying to escape from New York. If you didn't see the movie, never mind. Finally, we have the first of golf's major championships. The Masters is underway. Co-leaders after round one, 21-year-old Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland and long-heading Spaniard Álvaro Quiroz. The Masters is a wonderful tournament, but one that takes itself much too seriously. If you tune in over the next 3 days, you're bound to hear something like this.
As the azaleas bloom in all their glory along Magnolia Lane, a tradition as tall as the towering Georgia pines, the splendor of spring at Augusta, this is the majesty and magnificence of the Masters.
Please, it's golf, not a supernatural experience. Even as a golf fanatic myself, this makes me nauseous. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you want your lawn to look lush and green, it's time to step things up. Scott's four-step annual program makes it easy. From an early spring feeding that also stops crabgrass before it starts, to late spring nourishment and weed control, to protection from the high summer heat, to building strong, deep roots for an early spring green-up. Step up your lawn care today. Buy the Scott's four-step annual program exclusively from the people you trust, the folks at your independent garden center and hardware store.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Andy, what if someone's car isn't starting well?
We can test their battery for free.
Well, what if their car isn't running well if their check engine light is on?
We can diagnose and repair the problem.
Okay, well, what if their car is slipping and sliding?
We sell tires, too.
Geez, Andy, you've got an answer for everything. Anything else?
For commercial vehicles, we can do your DOT inspections, repairs, and maintenance.
Call the TechNet Professionals at Blue Griffin Service today, 329-5232. And what's that you're always telling people?
RJ can fix anything.
WPHM. This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. Investors watching the budget situation on Capitol Hill for any signs today that the looming government shutdown can be averted. In the meantime, the markets are mixed. Dow Jones Industrials down 5 points at 12,404. NASDAQ up one, or should say down one. S&P 500 is ahead a fraction. Another day, another jump in crude prices, and if it continues, we may have